Thank you, worship leader. Sometimes, if we're not fully present, things will go by and it will take some time to catch up. Like this evening, talking about this song, what was posted was different from what I went into sing, because my attention was taken away to some other place. So sometimes that happens. So the topic tonight, misfortune is not permanent. Life finds a way. The thing you think has ruined your life actually will do the opposite. A huge mistake can send you on an unexpected journey. Rejection is redirection. Because when people are going through challenges and misfortune, they feel they are being rejected by the universe, by spirit, by even their own desires for things. The expression continues, when the car of your life stalls, find another way to get to where you are going. Find another way to get to your destination. And we will hear stories tonight that will help us to know misfortune is not permanent, no matter what your challenges are. Because God is not a dictator who has sent us here and is telling us what to do. There are certain laws of life that we all have to follow. And no one is excused from the challenges of life, no matter who you are. God has given us that free will to do as we please. But even with that, we go after things that create havoc in our lives. And then what do? We blame it on the invisible. We don't say, I did this. That's what brought this on me. We blame it on God, or on your ancestors, or the angels you pray to, or Jesus, or whoever it is. But there's an assurance that came from God that has been revealed in the Hebrew scriptures. In Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 to 2. This is what he says. You, the one who has formed you, that has formed me, says, do not be afraid, For I have ransomed you. I have, I'll take care of you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. In other words, I know you. You might think I do not know you, but I do know you. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. And he continues. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. Those things tells us it's a comforting thing. So that way we know misfortune is not permanent. Spirit is saying, not to fear, because look, I am your creator. I'm personally invested in your life, in my life. And you know, if the creator is invested in our lives, well, misfortune is going to be running away, won't it? Because it's a matter of fact, wherever God is fully present, darkness and fear and misfortune cannot stay there. All the negativity, because they can't stand the vibration of peace, of love, and all the goodies that God represents. So they quickly dissolve and neutralized. Because the divine is telling you, don't be afraid of the present and of the future. I'm in charge of your life. That you might not remember previous incarnations, I was there, I took care of you, otherwise you wouldn't be here now, coming back to take care of all the miscues we have done. That divine protection is there. The water will not overflow and the flame will not consume. Now we're going to hear two stories now that will help us. There's a Chinese proverb that says, it is better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. If we're in the darkness of misfortune, and we're aggravated, and we're really mad, and we're, but we know what will take care of darkness, an itty bitty candle light will disperse that darkness, won't it? We'll be able to see, then we can walk up to the switch on the wall and turn on the floodlight, isn't it? And who do we think that light is? That divine that lives in us, fully present at all times, telling me, I'm the light of the world. If God is the light of the world, he's definitely the light of our life. It's like people claim, oh, she's the love of my life. He's the love of my life. Oh, I can't do anything without him. I love you as monkey love banana. You are the sugar of my tea and all that. So rather than being afraid, light that candle and let it disperse the darkness. And when the darkness is gone, he's gone. unless you invite it back. That's why some people will leave lights on in their house 24/7. Even though daytime also brings the light, but no. Of course, when the electric bill comes, well, that's a different ballgame. Here's the first story of the night. Even before I go to that, most of us, we've heard of George Eastman. He's the one that started the Kodak company. What most of us didn't realize is, when he first started out in business, let me even quote what Yogananda said here about him. George Eastman once told me that in the early years of his Kodak company, he offered stock for 25 cents a share. Still, it wouldn't sell. The family of the girl he wished to marry objected to their marriage, to their relationship. Probably they're thinking, you are so poor, you are poorer than the church rat. So we're not going to give our daughter because how are you going to take care of her? I don't think the church rats in New York, I don't think they are starving, because if you see those roads, they are huge. And those in Chicago too. So we have to limit the quotation, you are as poor as the church rat. The adverse circumstances were such that it seemed he would never become a success. That's how much, you know, he had to face, that Eastman had to face. Yet, after a while, he kept trying. Then everything opened up for him. Why? Because he had creative and he had been creative and ambitious before, and he kept on cultivating those tendencies in his life. He did not give up. What does that tell us? Misfortune is not permanent unless we give up. Once upon a time, like we all say, there lived a king or a president. I don't think they have president in those days. Who was very kind and took care of his people, of his kingdom. So one day, he was cutting an apple. We all know what an apple is. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, isn't it? And accidentally, he cut his finger. He cried out, the king cried aloud. Just then, as he was crying aloud, because it's unexpected, you know. Then one of his ministers, who was prayer at that time, came towards the king. The minister took a piece of cloth, and while tying cloth to the king's finger, he said, "Don't you worry, my king. Whatever happened, happens for good. It's the mercy of God, so we should thank God." Well, how many of us wants to hear that when we're in that, when that misfortune is staring us face to face? So you could see how the king reacted. He got angry and said, "What nonsense are you talking about? So much blood is coming out of me. I'm crying in pain. And you are saying it is the mercy of God. You are a big fool. I'm going to throw you up. I'm going to throw you up in jail. Complete that sentence. We'll throw you in jail. Just then, the king called his guards and asked them to throw the minister in jail. Because he's still reacting to the pain and all of that. He could not see the wisdom in what the minister had said. To him, that misfortune, that is a big misfortune. Who knows, maybe the finger will not heal. Whatever is going on through his mind. After all, he's the king. The blood is gushing out. Even then, as he asked the guard to throw the minister in jail, the minister smiled and said, whatever happened, happens for good. Thank you, God. Only a wise man will say that, because they know that misfortune is not permanent. If God is with us, evil, negativity cannot overcome us. It's a fancy-pancy. Challenges come and go, and we will triumph because we know where we anchored ourselves, isn't it? Then the next day, the king, like he normally would do, he went alone into the forest to hunt. There were no guards or minister with him at that time. Because the minister that would have gone with him, he threw his ass in jail. Because there were no guards, the minister, you know. Because sometimes even the king wants some privacy. He didn't want all the guards. He just wants maybe someone he can chat with. But well, guess what? He got lost in the forest. And then he landed in the kingdom of a competing king. It's like the Democrats and the Republicans. They are at each other's throat. So you cross one line, oh, bloody woke. You cross the other line, MAGA people. And the independents, we stay away. As soon as he crossed that line to the competing king or enemy king, he was quickly surrounded by the soldiers and tribal head of that. It's like the North Korean and South Korean border, you know, or Ukrainian and Russian border. There are so many examples we can give in the world. Or right now, Pakistan and Afghanistan, they don't see eye to eye. So what did those people do? Oh, they were happy. They've captured this one. They drank and danced around the king and shouted, let this man be sacrificed to our God. Because they know it's not of their tribe. So, you see, we don't care for each other. When we do, we will know life is life. It doesn't matter. So they started preparing to do their sacrifice. The king was helpless and sad. You thought he was sad by cutting his finger. Now he is really sad. He didn't know what to do. There was no one to help him. After all those people have made the preparations, they call on the tribal priest to inspect that king. But as he inspected the king, he saw that he had a bandage on his finger. Seeing this, that priest said to the tribal head, this person had already had a cut on his finger, so he's not pure. We can't use him. We need someone whose whole body is without any cuts. Though this person is unfit to be sacrificed, so let him go. wherever it came from. So the other king freed his king. Then the king got back to his kingdom safely and told the story to his minister who was put in jail. Remember that minister? And what did the minister say? The minister then smiled and said, "See, my king, I told you whatever happens, happen for our own good. It's God's mercy. On that day, you cut your finger and it saved your life. Because if you didn't cut your finger, you would be sacrificed by now. And then when you put me in jail, it also saved my life." And the king said, "What nonsense are you talking about? Say, how me putting you in jail saved your life?" He said, "You know, my king, wherever you go, I have to be with you. But on that day, because you put me in jail, so I couldn't come with you. Because if they had found you that you had a cut, then they would have turned to me and sacrificed me." Then he said, "God did not punish you, my king. He's preparing you. You should trust in God's plan, not your pain." In other words, even when misfortune shows up, it might be a way of the universe empowering us so that then whatever you've overcome, when you see next time, you know what to do, isn't it? Otherwise, companies won't be having problems to solve. We won't be looking towards AI. We're always trying to solve something. So it tells us misfortune is not permanent. I'm sure the king's finger healed. He was happy. Next time, probably he will pay more attention when he's cutting an apple to make sure his finger is not there. He's learned a lesson. Or next time, if he did cut his finger or bust his toe, he won't put his minister in jail. He will appreciate, okay, I need to pay more attention. The second story, to wrap this up, is also very similar. Once there lived in a village a very rich man who had a bad habit of cursing God whenever something bad happened to him. We can relate to that. How many times we say, "I don't deserve this," or we just say, "Well, I meditate, I do this, and you letting this happen to me, forget it." Or some literally curse God. I've known some people who literally, you know, and we remember the story of the drunk. Now, why are you staying there? Why won't you help him? As if God is the one that made him drunk. That's another story for those of you who may not know that. So he would curse God every time something. He had a servant working for him. The rich man was happy with his servant's work and treated the servant well. But one day, when the rich man was eating a cucumber, I think he was eating it before he's going to eat a big bowl of salad and some munchies, that cucumber incidentally tasted really bitter. So he called his servant and gave the bitter cucumber to him to eat. The servant took it and ate it very happily as if it tasted very sweet. Why? The servant knew something, that the bitterness of the cucumber is not going to be permanent. Nothing is permanent. Maybe after he leaves the king, he can go wash his mouth with some Gatorade or something. Or some maple syrup. So the rich man, his boss, was surprised to sit there and ask him. This cucumber was very bitter, and yet you ate it so happily. Why? How? Then the servant replied, "You are my master. You give me delicious food every day. Let's follow that train of thought now. You give me delicious food every day. If one day you give me something tasteless or bitter, then what is the harm in accepting it? To him, because he knows it's not permanent, it's not something. Misfortune is not permanent. So I take it for that day, but life goes on. So listening to this, the rich man understood his mistake and realized that God has given him so much happiness and wealth. And then, if sometimes misfortune shows up or is challenged, if sometimes he has to experience some bitterness in his life, then he should accept it as part of God's will training him. That way we know whatever God does for us is for our own good. And we will realize, as we said earlier, misfortune is not permanent. Life finds a way. The thing you think has ruined your life actually did the opposite. Remember, the king cut in his finger that saved his life. A huge mistake can send you on an unexpected journey. Rejection, because that's what we see as misfortune, is redirection. It's part of our training. So when challenges shows up, don't worry about it. It's not permanent. God is there. And God has given you the wisdom, the knowledge, the determination. Remember Kodak, George Kodak? Yeah, the determination. When the car of our life stalls, we should find another way to get to where we need to go. God is permanent. Misfortune is not. And since we're God's children, guess what? Life brings us the good things. Misfortune comes and goes, and we will sit on misfortune and poop it out. May the divine love continue to sustain us. Amen.
Yeah.